The Ohio House has its third speaker in 2 years, as lawmakers ousted Republican Larry Householder as the chamber's leader for his role in an alleged bribery scheme related to last year's nuclear bailout law. Less than an hour after Larry Householder's official indictment on a federal racketeering charge was unsealed, he was stripped of his leadership by a unanimous vote. Republicans then spent part of the afternoon deciding between Speaker Pro Tem Jim Butler, who was term limited, and three-term Representative Bob Kopp. The majority settled on Kopp, a former Ohio Supreme Court justice who was not a supporter of Householder for Speaker. Kopp says he knows there's work to do to restore trust in the House.
We're going to operate above board. We're going to make sure that all our members understand or have an opportunity to inquire about legislation that comes. And hopefully people to set a good example that way.
Kopp won with no votes from Democrats, who said in a statement, quote, "We don't trust any of them." Kopp suggested this was election year politics and said he will try to work across the aisle. Democrats were also angry that Republicans didn't move to expel Householder completely from the chamber. But Kopp notes Householder is running unopposed for his House seat this fall.
In the Constitution that says an individual can be removed once, but not twice. And as you know, he is on the ballot unopposed. So I think maybe we don't want to use all our options at one time.
The vote for Kopp among Republicans wasn't unanimous. Three voted against him, and three Republicans didn't vote, including Householder, who wasn't there. The vote comes more than 2 years after Republican Ryan Smith was elected in a marathon 11 rounds of splintered Republican voting following the resignation of Cliff Rosenberger, who quit while under an FBI investigation related to payday lending legislation, but no charges were ever filed. That set off a months-long battle that ended when Householder defeated Smith for Speaker in January 2019, with an evenly split coalition of Republicans and Democrats. Karen Kassler at The Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.